Welcome to the Shippensburg University Catholic Campus Ministry Podcast. This podcast is by Dr. Dan Perdecki from the Shippensburg University Chemistry Department.
So when I was initially asked to do this, I thought I'd have to create about 6 podcasts on the history of Catholicism versus science. And I was going to call it Dan's Encyclicals of Catholicism versus Science. When it was further clarified that I was to speak about Catholicism in my daily life, I thought to myself, gee, I'm not really that interesting. How can I fill 2 minutes? Like a lot of Catholics, I was raised in the system and taught not to question anything. Upon entering college and graduate school as a chemistry major, I was taught to question everything and accept nothing. As such, I underwent somewhat of a personal upheaval in my beliefs for several years. Ultimately, I saw the Catholic Church as the best foundation for my life and my career path. I am proud to be a practicing Catholic, but as a scientist and a teacher, I am surrounded by educated people who don't always share my beliefs and are quick to point out past and present church conflicts with science. How then do I practice my faith and remain open-minded at the same time? Simple. Catholicism gives me the flexibility to do so. Unlike many other faiths, the Catholic Church is actually quite progressive in how it embraces science. Examples include recent statements by the Pope that the Church accepts the idea of extraterrestrial life. Additionally, the Church relies on independent scientists and doctors in the canonization process, which is when the Church seeks evidence that is a miracle, typically a healing miracle, that has been attributed to a particular person who is eligible for sainthood. Modern conflicts between the Church and science almost exclusively revolve around the right to life. For example, stem cell research is a high-profile, hot-button topic, and therefore gets a lot of press, while the fact that thousands of scientists work on other medicines to help cure diseases is quietly ignored. Personally, I'm not a cerebral Catholic. I believe that God walks with me every day and that I walk with God. I look to and for the Trinity in my daily life and in my interactions with other people. I am forever grateful to God for the blessings in my life and the opportunity to live in this country and pursue a career that I truly enjoy.